平安。
Hello, every brother and sister.
今天我们在这里一起来纪念中树节。
Today we're here giving a memorial to Palm Sunday.
我们要纪念耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上的前一个礼拜。
In memory of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 week before His Passion.
我们从刚刚所读的出埃及记十九章。
From what we've just read today,
我们一起来学习神在以色列人的生命中，在以色列人的历史中所教导的一段很重要的话语。
We are studying together what God is teaching the people of Israel, a very important part of His teaching.
这一段故事的背景是在出埃及以后的第三个月。
Now the background to this passage of teaching occurred 3 months after they came out of Egypt.
以色列人出了埃及以后，本来如果他们往东边走，他们就可以到迦南地。
After they came out of Egypt, if they kept going to the east, they will reach the land of Canaan.
但是神要他们往东南的方向走。
But God had another idea for them, wanting them to travel along the east, southeast.
各位看这张地图，看到这条红色的线。
Looking at the map, and taking notice of this red line on the map.
他们从埃及往东南的方向走，就到了西乃山的山脚下。
Going southeast along the route, they reach Mount Sinai.
他们在西乃山的山脚下停留了两年的时间。
Now they camped at the foot of the mountain for
two years. 我们从出埃及记十九章一直到民数记的第十章，就是出埃及记、利未记到民数记第十章，他们才启程，再继续往旷野的方向走。
Not until chapter 10 in the book of Numbers, they started again traveling.
在这一段的时间当中，上帝教导以色列人十诫以及摩西的律法。
Now, during this lengthy period, God was teaching them the law of Moses and other Mosaic laws.
为什么他们要在西乃山下停留两年的时间呢？
Why was they staying at Mount Sinai for 2 years?
因为以色列人刚刚出埃及。
Because the Israelites were just coming out of the land of Egypt.
请问以色列人在埃及，从雅各下到埃及，一直到现在，他们在埃及已经有多少的时间？
So, may I ask how long do you know that the time that the Israelites spent after Jacob led his people into Egypt and up until now?
有没有哪一位可以告诉我有多少年的时间？
Can anyone tell us how many years they spent in Egypt?
对，他们已经超过400年。
They spent over 400 years in Egypt.
他们在埃及已经有很多代很多代生长在埃及。
Generations after generations have grown up in Egypt.
现在以色列人出了埃及。
Now that they have come out of Egypt.
但是他们已经非常的埃及化了。
But they have become pretty naturalized as Egyptians.
因为他们在埃及很久了，他们受到埃及的文化的影响。
Now, having spent such a long time in Egypt, they were naturally influenced by Egyptian cultures.
受到埃及人的宗教信仰的影响。
Affected by their religions and belief.
他们的生活习惯像埃及人。
Their lifestyles and customs are like the Egyptians.
他们的饮食吃东西的口味也像埃及人。
Even their diet has become Egyptian.
因此当他们离了埃及，他们在旷野没有食物吃的时候。
Therefore, after they left Egypt and they did not have the usual kind of food in the wilderness.
他们就怀念说我们在埃及可以吃西瓜，可以吃葱，可以吃很多的肉。
They started looking back to the days in Egypt.Having meat and everything and onions and cucumbers.
当摩西到山上40天以后，他们就造了一个金牛犊的偶像。
Now when Moses went onto the mount of God, and they were busy down at the foot of the mountain making a golden calf.
显然，这些以色列人虽然已经出了埃及，但是仍然受到过去的埃及文化的影响。
Now this clearly shows, although they've come out of Egypt, they were still under the spell and influence of Egypt.
因此，上帝要他们在西乃山先接受律法的教导。
That's the reason why God wanted them to be at Mount Sinai to receive instructions.
让他们从埃及化的以色列人成为属上帝的子民。
In order to make them to become the people of God.
我们每一个人常常也是这样。
Now, it is the same with each one of us sometimes.
我们从小到大在世界上的文化中我们已经生活了很久。
We've lived from our childhood to adulthood in this world for a long time.
我们有的人比较年轻一点，有的人比较年纪大一点。
Some of us are young and some of us are not as young.
我们都受到世俗的文化的影响。
We are all affected by the cultures around us.
我们的思想，我们的话语很像世界上的人。
Our thinking and our saying are much more like what the worldly people do and say.
昨天下午我们有一些弟兄姊妹到 Glasgow， 我们参加一个灵命塑造的聚会。
Now there are people who came to a spiritual lifting conference and camp.
我们讲到我们受到世界的影响。
Now we mentioned that we were affected by the world.
有中国特色的世界，有后现代的世界。
Now this is the world of the China and the postmodern world as well.
我们不知不觉的，我们的说话，我们的思想观念，就像世俗的样子。
Now, consciously or subconsciously, what we do and say are pretty much like what people in the world do and say.
比如说我们很爱面子。
Take an example, we are all want to have face.
我们常常会假客气。
We are sometimes courteous, but it's a false one.
我们常常会见到人的时候说这种话，见到另外一个人又说另外一种话。
Quite often we say one thing to one person and another to another person.
我们来教会的时候表现得很属灵，回到家里面到公司里面又是另一个嘴脸。
Now we come to church as one person, but when we go back home and go back to work, we become another person.
以色列人在埃及，他们很像埃及人拜偶像、贪爱享乐的那种样子。
Now, when the Israelites were in Egypt, they became idolaters.
那我们今天虽然我们身份上知道说我已经是上帝的儿女了。
Today, we know for sure that as our status, that we are the children of God.
但是我们常常仍然受到世俗的影响。
But quite often, we are affected by the worldly things.
上帝要改变我们。
God wants to change us.
让我们的思想、观念、生活习惯改变得像上帝的样子、子民的样式。
Transforming our patterns of thoughts and deeds into His likeness.
上帝会训练我们。
Now God will train us.
以色列人在西乃山的山脚下接受训练。
Now the Israelites received these trainings at Mount Sinai.
上帝同样的也要训练我们，让我们成为他的子民。
Likewise, God will instruct us in order to become His people.
让我们像他的儿女的样式。
So that we may be like His children.
各位记得有一个小说说有一个王子，后来他到市面上去就变成了乞丐。
Now some of us may remember a novel in which a prince of a king went out of the palace and became a beggar.
那有一个乞丐呢，跟这个王子长得很像，结果就被带到王宫去了。
Now one of the beggars who was pretty much like the prince was taken by mistake into the palace.
这个乞丐到了王宫，他变成王子了，他的身份是王子了。
Now this beggar, having come into the palace, became a prince in status.
但是因为他从小在很穷的地方长大。
But because he was growing up in a very poor region.
因此他吃饭的样子啊，说话的样子都不像一个王子。
Now therefore the way that he eats and the way he speaks is not like a prince at all.
他睡觉的时候也不像是睡在床上的样子，因为他常常都睡在地上。
Now when he sleeps, he's not like sleeping in a bed because he slept quite often on the ground.
因此他要接受王子的训练。
Therefore, he had the need to receive instructions to become a prince.
渐渐的，他的动作、他的说话、他的举止行动就像王子一样。
So that gradually the way that he speaks, the way he does things, would become more like a prince.
那今天我们也是一样。
Now likewise, we are like this person.
我们成为上帝的儿女，要有上帝儿女的生命和样式。
Having become the children of God, would have to behave like the children of God.
上帝要磨练我们，让我们能够像他的儿女的样式。
God will train us so that we can be like his child.
因此在出埃及记十九章，在摩西还没有，上帝还没有向摩西颁布十诫跟律法之前。
Now therefore, before the Lord gave Moses the Ten Commandments,
上帝借着这一段话来教导以色列人。
Now, through this passage, God is teaching the Israelites.
各位会看到这一段话，事实上就等于是整个旧约的中心的信息。
Now, we may see from this passage that this very passage, in a way, is a central piece of the Old Testament.
整个旧约的中心信息就是在这几句话里面。
Now, the central message of the whole Old Testament is contained in this passage.
那在这里我们看到上帝怎么样来训练这些以色列人呢？
Now, from this passage, we're going to see how God is going to train the Israelites.
首先上帝提醒他们说，你们看见我所行的事。
First of all, God is alerting them what God has done for them.
上帝将他们从埃及带出来。
Now, having taken them out of Egypt,
让他们经历许多的恩典。
Now, allowing them to experience a lot of grace.
当埃及人的长子都死了，以色列人却能够平安。
That God has taken the firstborn Egyptians and allowing the Israelites to be alive.
他们经过红海，上帝让他们看见红海的水居然可以分开。
Now, having enabled them to pass the Red Sea like onto dry ground.
上帝要提醒他们说，你们已经看见我所行的神迹奇事。
Now God is reminding them of what miracles that he has brought unto them.
上帝提醒他们，你们不要忘记我所赐给你们的一切的恩典。
Now God is wanting them to remember all the graces that he has lavished upon them.
你们既然看见了，你们不要忘记。
Now, having seen these miracles, all the graces, God does not want them to forget them.
而且他们看见以后，他们能够因此更敬畏上帝，能够更顺从上帝。
Now, having seen and remembered these miracles, so they might become obedient and listen to what God is going to tell them.
我们回想一下，我们今天坐在这边。
Now we think about ourselves sitting here today.
为什么我们没有出去游乐呢？或者不是像很多人跑出去赌博呢？
Why we are sitting here instead of going elsewhere for recreation or even go to gambling?
为什么我们的孩子来到这里参加主日学，接受信仰的教导呢？
Why our children come to the Sunday school and receive the instructions?
就是上帝让我们看见他在我们的生命当中所行的许多的恩典。
God is alerting us to the fact that he has a lot of graces for us.
各位回想一下，我们今天能够坐在这边，如果不是上帝的恩典，说不定我们现在不知道自己在哪里了。
Now try to think this way. If it is not for God's grace, we would not have been sitting here today.
我听到很多人讲他们的见证。
I've heard a lot of testimonies.
他们就讲到他们啊经历到上帝的恩典在他们的身上。
Now they all testify to the fact that they have experienced a lot of grace in their lives.
上个周末在德国的纽伦堡那里。
Now I was at Nuremberg last weekend in Germany.
那有六个弟兄姐妹，他们受洗，在教会里面受洗。
Now six brothers and sisters were baptized in the church there.
其中一位是中年的，其他五位都是很年轻的学生。
Now one of them is middle-aged, and the rest of them were young students.
他们做见证的时候都提到说，为什么我会愿意受洗来成为基督徒呢？
Now in their testimony, they all gave reasons why they wanted to be baptized to become Christians.
因为他们看到上帝有恩典在他们的身上。
Because they saw the graces of God being upon them.
有的人觉得本来已经差不多活不下去了。
Some of them felt that they could no longer live.
有的人觉得我书已经没有办法读下去了。
Now others thought that they could no longer study.
有的人觉得他本来已经几乎都绝望了。
Now some of them were getting desperate and hopeless.
有的人是在感情上遇到很大的挫折。
Now some have met tremendous difficulties in their emotional lives.
但是当他们信靠上帝以后，
But when they start relying on God,
上帝给他们勇气，给他们智慧。
And God gave them courage and wisdom.
更是重要的是，本来一个很败坏的一个生命。
And more importantly, a broken life.
本来是心中充满的邪恶，或者很多的苦毒的。
Full of hatred and malice.
但是上帝让他们有平安，有喜乐在里面。
God has transformed that life into a life.
让他们认识到自己是一个罪人。
Now after they realize themselves to be sinners.
他们认识到耶稣基督是他的救主。
Realizing Jesus Christ being their savior.
这是一个很重要的恩典。
And this is a very big grace and favor.
他们看见上帝在他们生命中的恩典。
Seeing God's grace in their lives.
上帝也要以色列人记得，你看见我所行的。
Now God also reminds the Israelites to remember what God has done for them.
我们是不是也常常回想上帝对我们的恩典呢？
Do we often remember and count the graces of God in our lives?
还是我们过了以后就忘记了呢？
Or otherwise and forget everything.
这里是上帝借着摩西首先提醒他们。
Now here God is reminding them through Moses.
接下来上帝提醒他们说，你们要想到你们经过这些苦难以后，你们可以亲眼看见我。
Now God is reminding them that after seeing and experiencing this, that you will see me directly.
好像约伯一样。
Just as the person of Job.
他从前风闻听说有上帝。
Now before he heard about God,
现在亲眼看见。
Now that he sees God by himself.
同样是看见。
Now it's the same scene.
从前是看了，但是不留意。
Now before he saw but did not take notice.
或者认识了，但是没有真正的知道。
Now had some knowledge but did not really know.
但是当他经过了磨练以后。
But after the trials and difficulties.
他亲眼看见上帝。
Now Job had a real knowledge and seeing of God.
这是上帝对以色列人对约伯所做的。
Now this is what God has done to Job and to people of Israel.
同样上帝也对我们每一个人会做同样的工作。
In the same way, God will do the same thing to us.
第二个，上帝告诉他们说，我把你们好像鹰，把小鹰背过来。
Now the second thing God is reminding them is that God is carrying them like a mother carrying his little babies on the wing.
老鹰当他的 baby 还小的时候是喂他们吃东西。
Now the mother eagle, when the children were small, he feeds them.
当他们渐渐大一点以后，他把他们背着，让他们可以练习在空中。
Now when they grow up a little bit, they put them onto his wings and started training them to fly.
等到一小鹰的翅膀长硬了，就让他们自己飞。
Now when the wings of the little ones have become strong enough, he allows them to fly on their own.
母鹰是一步一步的在带领它的小鹰，让它们可以长大，可以成熟。
A mother eagle is leading the little ones step by step so that they will grow and mature.
上帝也同样的在训练我们。
God is training us in a similar way.
在我们还小的时候母亲是喂小孩吃奶的。
Now, when we were babies, our mothers just fed us.
但是当小孩渐渐长大了，有牙齿了。
When we started to have teeth,
他要练习自己吃 baby food, 吃稀饭。
Our mothers would then allow us to start eating solid food.
开始的时候是抱着他。
To start with, she held us in her arms.
或者把他背在背上，看这个照片一样。
Oh, like in the picture, she put us onto her back.
各位看这小 baby 长得像谁？
Now, who is this baby like?
有没有点像我？
Is it like us?
这是我们的小孙子。
As a matter of fact, this little boy is Reverend Sue's grandchild.
他现在才九个月，这张照片大概九个月左右。
When this picture was taken, he was 9 years old.
他妈妈还背着他。
And her mother was still having him.
现在他已经一岁了。
And now he's 1 year old.
他就站起来了。
Now he's starting to walk.
他妈妈不能一直背着他。
Now his mother would not actually carrying him on her back anymore.
当他站起来，有时候又会摔下去。
But when he stood up, sometimes he stumbled.
但是他要自己站起来。
But he has to stand on his own.
他要开始学习走路了。
He has to learn to walk.
因为这是母亲训练一个小孩的方法。
Now this is because this is the way that a mother trains her child.
同样的，上帝也训练我们。
Now likewise, God also trains us.
我们做他的儿女。
We become his children.
开始的时候像婴孩。
Now in the beginning, we are like babies.
做婴孩的时候，上帝无所不至的照顾。
Now when we were babies, God looks after us in each and every way.
我们很多人祷告，神立刻就答应我们的祷告。
When we pray, God answers.
我们祈求，立刻就得到了。
And we ask and we get.
但是不能永远这样。
But we should not stay at that stage forever.
因为上帝要训练我们，让我们渐渐地长大。
Because God wants to train us and want us to grow up.
我们很多人信了主很多年。
Some of us who have become Christians for many years before.
心里的状态还像小 baby 一样。
But our inner status is like a baby.
总希望别人来照顾我，别人来关心我。
Always hoping to be helped by others.
我肚子饿了就哭。
When becoming hungry, they cry.
身体不舒服的也哭。
When they are uncomfortable physically, they start to cry.
如果没有马上来照顾，他就哭得更大声。
If no one is available to help, he's crying harder.
那这是小孩子，这是婴孩的心理。
This is like a baby.
因为他以自我为中心。
Because he's self-centered.
但是如果我们已经信主已经几年了以后。
But when we have become Christians for several years,
不应该在等着别人来照顾我了。
We should not be like that, expecting others to look after us.
或者我求了没有立刻得到，我就哭了。
Or we'll start crying when God does not answer our prayers.
或者别人照顾我，照顾的不是那么快，不是那么周到，我也哭了。
And then I'll cry when others do not look after us in the way that we are expecting.
我们应该开始照顾别人了。
Now we ought to be starting taking taking care of others.
我们应该学习自己能够读经、读圣经，能够祷告了。
Learning to read the Bible on our own and pray on our own.
我们应该学习我怎么样能够从圣经的话语能够领受，能够更认识上帝，更认识自己。
We should start to study the Bible on our own so that we could know God a bit better.
能够自己吃饭了，能够自己走路了。
Getting food for ourselves and walking on our own.
上帝把我们像鹰一样把我们背过来。
God has carried us like an eagle.
但是我们要离开母亲的怀抱，要自己长大。
But we have to leave our mothers and to start growing.
上帝提醒以色列人说，我将你们如鹰背过来归向我。
God is speaking to the Israelites using this metaphor of eagle and little ones.
以色列人常常埋怨。
The people of Israel complain quite often.
因为他们一直还像小孩一样。
Why? Because they're always like babies and children.
他们在旷野没有水喝，他们就埋怨。
They started to complain when there was no water.
在旷野没有肉吃，他们也埋怨。
Now they complain when there's no meat.
他们还是像以前在埃及的一样。
They were exactly like what they were when they were in Egypt.
他们在埃及的时候其实很痛苦的。
Now, actually, they had a hard time in Egypt.
因为他们是奴隶的，是被虐待的。
Because they became slaves and were oppressed.
他们是没有自由的。
Now, they did not have freedom and liberty.
但是现在忘记了以前的那个情况。
Now that they have forgotten what they were like before.
又埋怨说没有水吃，没有肉吃。
Complaining of water and meat and everything.
但愿我们不要像这些以色列人一样。
Now I hope that we are not like these Israelites.
上帝提醒他们说，你们要像鹰一样，我把你们背来，不会永远背着你们的。
Now God is saying to the Israelites, now that I have carried all the way through on my wings, but you're not going to be like this forever.
那他们应该像什么呢？
Now what they should be like?
下一个这里讲到说，我把你们带来归向我。
Now here God used the word that I've carried you through to me.
什么叫做归向神呢？
What does mean to be to God?
各位注意到归这个字。
Now notice this word too.
归就是说他们原来是在迦南地，那么因为到了埃及四百多年的时间，现在要归回到原来上帝应许他们的地方。
Now before they were in the land of Egypt, now they are on their way to the land of promise.
就是上帝应许亚伯拉罕说，你要去的，我要带领你去的地方。
That's exactly where God promised Abraham the place where he was going to take him to.
你们在埃及已经够久了。
Now you've spent enough time in Egypt.
现在要回到神原来应许你们那美好的牛奶与蜜的地方。
Now you're going to the land of Canaan, full of honey and milk.
他们在埃及过了很久，以至于都忘记了迦南地，也不知道迦南地是什么样的情况。
Now they spent so much time in Egypt. As a result, they almost forgot what God promised was like the land of Canaan.
是上帝告诉他们说，不要以为埃及就是最好的地方了。
God is reminding them that Egypt is not a good place.
埃及虽然是很肥沃的地方。
Although it has fertile land in Egypt,
但是埃及不是我应许你们要在的地方。
But it's not a promise of God. It's not a promised land.
这个世界好像有很多吸引我们的地方。
Now this world has a lot of attractions to us.
好像埃及地一样。
Like Egypt.
但是你们要回到我应许的地方。
But God is saying to them, "You're coming to the place of promise."
如果比较来看的话，迦南地跟埃及地来比的话，哪一个地方比较肥沃呢？
Now, which place is more fertile, Egypt or the land of Canaan?
什么地方的水比较多呢？
Where is more water?
什么地方的土地可以长出来的东西比较多呢？
Where the crops could grow much better?
当然是埃及地。
Of course, it is Egypt.
埃及地是可以称为世界的谷仓，当时被称为全地中海的世界的谷仓。
Now, Egypt was known throughout the ages around that time as the barn of the world.
但是上帝不要他们长时间留在埃及。
But God does not want them to stay in Egypt for long.
上帝要他们回归到迦南地。
God wants them to return to the land of promise.
那到迦南地去以后，他们可以得到什么呢？
Now what do they get when they come to the land of promise?
不是像埃及地的那一种坐下吃喝起来玩耍的那样的生活。
It's not going to be like the life that they spend in Egypt, getting up and eat and drink and play.
而是成为上帝的子民。
On the other hand, instead they'll become God's children.
上帝的子民在上帝所要他们去的地方。
Now the people of God to be in the place that God wants them to be.
那在迦南地，上帝要他们成为什么样的人呢？
Now what God wants them to become in the land of Canaan.
这里说你们要听从我的命令。
Here God said that you are to obey my commandments.
听从就是听见而且要服从我的命令
which means hearing and obey
遵守我的约
now to keep my covenant
上帝愿意跟他们立约
God is willing to make a covenant with them
那当上帝跟我们立约的时候这是恩典
now when Godmade a covenant with us is his grace.
上帝跟我们立约表示说他会守这个约。
Now when God makes a covenant with us, it means that God will keep that covenant.
他永远不会遗弃我们。
He will never abandon us.
如果我们听从他的命令。
If we obey his commandments.
遵守他的约。
To keep his covenant.
那他就会保守我们，他会让我们成为属他的子民。
Then he will keep us and to make sure that we become his people.
各位想想看啊，以色列人本来是在埃及地做奴隶的。
Now think about this. When the Israelites were slaves in Egypt,
他们住在埃及。
Living in Egypt,
他们在埃及工作
working in Egypt,
他们却不属于埃及人
but they do not become citizens of Egypt.
他们没有埃及人所享有的一切的权利
they did not enjoy the rights and privileges as an Egyptian.
但是上帝现在说你们是属我的子民
but now God says that you belong to me, you are my people.
那属上帝的子民表示说我们拥有上帝的国度里面一切的权利
now what does this mean? It means that we enjoy and have all the privilege in the kingdom of God.
我们得到上帝的保护。
We have the protection of God.
有上帝管理我们。
Now, under his management,
上帝跟埃及王不一样。
Now, God is unlike the Egyptian kings and pharaohs.
埃及王是暴君。
Now, the Egyptian pharaoh is a tyranny.
上帝却是荣耀的君王，和平的君王。
But God is a God of peace and glory.
成为属上帝的子民。
So we become a people of God.
这是何等荣耀的一件事情。
Now, this is a great privilege.And glorious fact.
这是何等重大的一个改变。
But this is a very important change.
我要请坐我们在座各位。
Now I'll invite each and every one of us.
你现在是属上帝的子民还是属世界的子民呢？
Asking this question, are you a person, a people of God, or a people of the world?
你是让魔鬼在辖制你还是让上帝在管辖你呢？
Are you under the devil's management or under the management of God?
你仍然在埃及地被魔鬼所控制吗？
Are you under the spell of the devil, like in Egypt?
还是你现在知道说我属于上帝，上帝是我的主人？
Or that you know that you now become belong to God as a people of God?
这是一个很重要的认识，也就是我们生命的改变。
Now, this is a very important knowledge, and this is a change in our lives.
上帝要以色列人知道说你们是属我的不是属魔鬼属世界的
God wants them to know that they belong to God
接下来这里说你们就作为有祭司的国度
Now next God says that you'll become a kingdom of priests
祭司是牧养他们的
Now the priests are looking after them
祭司是带领他们，让他们的灵命可以成长的。
Leading them, nurturing them, so that they could grow up spiritually.
祭司是帮助他们与神相通的。
Now, the priesthood helps them to have the connection with God.
有祭司的国度，代表说有属灵的领导者在带领他们。
Now, to become a kingdom of priests means that to have the status of priests leading them.
当我们归向神以后，
Now after we become people of God,
上帝也会让我们有属灵的领导者。
Now the God also wants us to have spiritual leaders.
如果说那我们教会现在没有牧师的话，我们彼此之间来互相帮助。
Now that we don't have a full-time pastor at the moment in the church, now what that means that we look after each other.
我们每一个人都是上帝的祭司。
Now each and every one of us is a priest of God.
同时也提醒我们，如果你结婚了，你有家庭了，有孩子了，你就是你家庭里面的祭司。
Now if you are married, you become the priest in your own family.
你如果在一个小组里面，你是这小组里面的祭司。
Now if you are in a group, you are a priest in that group.
你可以是你的朋友的祭司。
You become a priest to your friends.
他也成为你的祭司。
Now they become your priest too.
互相在灵性上帮助带领。
Now each other, we look after each other.
我们成为圣洁的国民。
Now we become a holy people.
上帝让我们不再像世俗一样的污秽。
God does not want us to be to be defiled as we were in the world.
圣灵使我们成圣。
The Holy Spirit sanctifies us.
这是上帝希望以色列人到了迦南地以后，他们成为这样的人。
Now this is what God wants the Israelites to become when they finally get to the land of Canaan.
也就是整本的旧约、新约圣经里面对每一个基督徒的期望。
Now this is what God.Expects for each and every one Christian from the Old and New Testament.
我们每一个基督徒都可以到达这样的应许之地。
Each and every one of us could reach that land of promise.
但愿今天这一段经文。
Now I hope that this passage
成为每一个人心中的盼望
becomes a hope and glory in each one of us.
因为这是上帝对每一个基督徒的盼望
Because this is what God expects from each Christian.
上帝盼望这些以色列人出了埃及
Now God hopes that each and every Israelite who has come out of Egypt
从此以后不再是埃及的奴隶是上帝的子民
to becomeHis people instead of the people of Egypt.
但愿我们每一个人也都像神所期望的一样。
I hope that each and every one of us would be like what God expects us to be.
从此以后，我们是上帝的国民。
Now, from now, we become a people of God.
我们是天父的儿女。
We become children of our heavenly Father.
但愿我们都重视这个荣耀的身份。
I hope that each and every one of us would give a great importance to this fact.
而且跟蒙召的恩相称。
So that we'll behave as we are called.
我一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our Father in heaven,
你让我们这样不配的人可以成为你的儿女。
We thank you for the fact that you have taken us to be a people of yours.
感谢你让我们从埃及出来，到达应许的地方。
We thank you too for enabling us to come out of Egypt to a place like this.
请你继续的引导我们。
We ask you to continue to guide us.
当我们有时候回到埃及的那一种光景的时候。
Now when we become attached to Egypt.
求你保守我们，让我们能够再次的靠着你的恩典，成为你的国民。
Please forgive us and guide us again to so that we become your people again.
让我们有上帝子女的荣耀。
So that we would have the glory of the people of God.
求你祝福我们今天每一位。
Please bless each and every one of us today.
若是有人仍然被罪恶所胜。
If anyone is controlled by evil.
求你保守我们脱离这样的捆绑。
Please deliver us from such bondage.
若是我们心中仍然恐慌。
If there's anxiety in our heart,
让我们看见思想你所做的奇事。
Please enable us to see what great miracles and great deeds that you have done.
若是我们仍然没有原则，没有方向。
If we are undisciplined and is losing direction,
让我们遵守你的约，听从你的命令。
To enable us to keep your covenant and obey your commandments.
愿你圣灵的工作在我们当中运行。
Allowing your spirit to work in us,
让我们每一个人都脱离过去的样式，
so that each and every one of us will be delivered from our past,
成为上帝光明的子女，
becoming children of light.
我们交托仰望给你。
We commit each and every one of us to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.